Time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Pam Boyd. She is the executive director of the United Way of Eastern Utah. A lot of things have been going on, and the big one is coming up. We're going to talk about the Day of Caring. It's coming up September 10th. We'll give you more, all the details that you're going to need on that one. And they had the shoe event, and it was a success. They've got a diaper drive coming up. I mean, United Way always has great things going on, and that's why we bring Pam in here. Pam, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Dave. Thank you for asking.
All right, let's dive right in. You said you wanted to take a moment and just kind of thank everybody for the shoe drive.
I was blown away by the response and by the donations and just by the enthusiasm that we had for the pop-up shoe sale. It wasn't a sale, it was a giveaway. The pop-up shoe shop. And the people were great. They were understanding. We sent out all those shoes within probably a half an hour of opening, and we took people's names and numbers and ordered them shoes. We've been in the process of getting shoes to them, but all told, we put about 300 pairs of shoes for kids out into the community for that event, and I'm really proud of that, and I'm really excited about it, and just a big kudos to the Price, Carbon County, Emory County area for their support of that event.
That's what I was going to say. It's not possible without those people right there. So great event, great day. That's what I told you. I drove past that morning and they were already lining up, and I think it was like 9 o'clock, and that's when you started.
Yeah, so. The shoes lasted until about maybe 9:10. I mean, it was great, and people were wonderful. I mean, people were so wonderful. And I'm going to tell you a little story, and that's that we showed up at 8 o'clock to set up, and there was quite a few people waiting, and a great thing happened. I told them, you know, we'll be set up in a minute, and we'll get this out as soon as we can. And I had about a dozen people said, let us help you set up. And it was wonderful.
It's crazy.
And I had a little boy come up to me, and he literally threw his body at me. You know how kids will throw their body at you. And he did that, and he hugged me, and he said, thank you for my new shoes. And boy, that will get me going for the next 5 years of a pop-up shoe shop.
That probably made it all worth it right there. And you're looking for that kind of turnout coming up on September 10th. It's the Day of Caring. I'm just going to let you go ahead and start talking about it, and we'll interject when things get to it. But September 10th, once again, you're starting at 7:30 in the Lynn's parking lot.
Yes, 7:30 Lynn's parking lot. People were really hoping for a big corps of volunteers. And you can come, you know, grab some breakfast and sign up for a project, and we'll have various options there. Everything from cleaning out the areas around the canal to cleaning out down by the Price River Trail. I'm going to be doing some painting of the little activities on the sidewalk. You know, we have some projects that involve people's private homes that they just need a little help with. You know, there's things going on all over the city, and I am really excited about this event.
And you had mentioned that some of the churches and church groups had told you that what they're going to do is they're going to focus on their neighborhoods that day. So you were saying, if you see somebody out there,
join the group. Yeah. You know, there'll be people working out in streets and rights of way around the city. And if you see a group, you don't feel like you have to formalize anything. Just get out there and help.
Get out and help. That's all that matters. So you said you are, however, still looking for some volunteers. What are some good ideas if people are sitting around thinking, you know, maybe we should do this, like civic groups, those kinds of things? What else would be great for this?
You know, civic groups would be great. You know, Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, school groups, just any group, congregations, if you would like to come out and work as a whole, that would be great. And then everybody gets together. After a morning of work at noon, everybody will get together at Washington Park, and we'll give you some lunch. I have a bunch of ladies there volunteer for effort for Day of Caring, is they're going to bake stuff. And so we'll have fresh baked goods for dessert, and just enjoy some time together.
Lunch and goodies and drinks up there once all the work's done right around noon. at the Pavilion in Washington Park. And while all this is going on also, you said you're going to have another cool little event that comes on. It's a first responders car wash.
Yeah, that is one of the projects for Day of Caring. We have a group that have signed up that they want to wash, you know, vehicles like fire trucks and stuff like that. But also, you know, the firemen and the policemen's personal vehicles, they'd like to wash those for those folks. So that's one of our projects.
That's one of them. So if anybody has any questions or has maybe a group that would like to do this, what's the best way to let you know about it?
Best way is probably to email me, and that is liveunited@UWEU.org.
All right. So get it in, get together. If you're a civic group, a school group, a sports team, anything like that, that wants to do something and help out your community, get together and then email Pam there at United Way. Let her know that you'll be a part of it. Once again, it's the Day of Caring. September 10th starts at 7:30 at Lynn's. You get your breakfast, sign up for your project that you're going to go work on, and then head out. And this is a great event. A lot of people get behind this and just get out and help your community, do great things in your community on that day. And we're going to wrap up with, usually they have a diaper drive that's part of this, but you've decided to do that separately, haven't you?
Yeah, I understand the need for it. And we will definitely do it. We're just not going to try to do it during Day of Caring. We'll do a diaper drive. I'm working with some other community groups. Don't know enough yet, but we will certainly let you know when it's time. And I'll be back in the studio to talk about Angel Tree when we get a little closer to the holidays.
Not too far off, is
yeah.
it? Pam Boyd with United Way of Eastern Utah. Thank you so much for stopping in today and talking to us about this. Get out and help your community September 10th for the Day of Caring. Pam, thank you once again.
Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.